Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the Cheap Heat podcast. And I want to shout out the Will Wonder podcast. You know what I wonder? What amazing takes will be given today on this show? Will I ever get the nod, the invite to be a guest on this show? Will I ever feel like coming on the show if I get that invite? We don't know. But you're checking out the Will Wonder podcast.
What is up, everybody? Episode 73 of the Will Wonder Pod. Thank you all for coming back. I hope everyone had a very lovely Mother's Day weekend. I had a fun one, even though I'm not a mother. Saturday morning, I gathered up a group of my friends and we played basketball for about 2 hours outside, 2.5 hours. I haven't done that in well over 3 years. We had a lot of fun. We were all pretty damn sore the next day. Some of us still sore today, but thank you to those guys who showed up and to those who ditched and didn't even say anything, Mike Thompson. I guess I'll catch you next time. Anyways, other than that, Mother's Day weekend was a lot of fun. Obviously got to go see my mom, give her gifts, gave my wife some gifts. Hopefully they both liked those. We actually took my son to his very first movie in the movie theater. This was kind of like a test run to see how he'll do in the event we decide to take him to the new Jurassic World movie, because he loves Jurassic World, loves dinosaurs. So we went and seen a movie called The Bad Guys. It's an animated film. Was actually pretty good. Like, I was even into it. He did okay. As most of you know, he's just barely turned 4. And he sat through, I would say, about 70% of it, and then he kind of got restless. So, I don't know. I'll just say it's up in the air if he's going to join my wife and I to see Jurassic World or not. We'll see. What else has been going on? New Kendrick. He dropped The Heart Part 5 on Mother's Day evening. The video is really, really cool. It's like deep fake technology. For those of you who don't know what that is, essentially being able to use somebody else's face and make it look like it's yours. You just have to see it. I'll put the link for the YouTube video in the podcast information, but essentially uses OJ's face, Kanye's, Jussie Smollett, Will Smith, Kobe, and Nipsey Hussle throughout the video. And the way he ends the song, pretty much from Nipsey's perspective, after he passed away, it's so good. I'm not going to break this record down, but to say I'm excited for this album, which comes out Friday the 13th, would be an understatement. We're going to have a fairly short intro, honestly a fairly short episode this week. What I'm going to do right now is get into some NBA playoff talk, and then I have another segment of the Record Shop, which I go over the 20th anniversary of Cam'ron's Come Home With Me album. So stay tuned for that. Right now, let's get into some NBA talk. Before we talk about the playoff series, there's been two awards that have been given out. Tyler Hero won Sixth Man of the Year. He should have. It was made no sense for anyone else to get that this year. Monty Williams wins Coach of the Year, which I'm not mad at, but at the same time, I truly think that Taylor Jenkins from Memphis should have won the award. But we've already gone over that, you know, in this podcast on previous episodes. And Jokic wins MVP. And there's a good amount of folks on NBA Twitter that were really upset, felt like Embiid should have gotten it. I don't know. I don't see it. I didn't see it all year. I thought Embiid was a close two. But to say that Jokic didn't deserve the award is pretty crazy to me. All right, let's get into the playoffs. So I want to preface this whole NBA playoff segment by saying this. It is nearly impossible to really understand the teams in round two and predict these games as well as the series. Let's start out with the Celtics-Bucks. Series is 2-2 right now. Bucks dominate game one. Celtics dominate game two. Game three is a half a second away from going into OT. Al Horford gets the tip, but the buzzer had just sounded. Bucks get the win. Game four was really tight until probably the last 2 minutes. I think Giannis, and I've said this 100 times, and that's not like a hot take by any means, is the most athletically gifted player in the league, arguably the best player in the league. But missing Middleton isn't, you know, really doing the Bucks any favors. Also, Boston is really good. They win last night without Robert Williams. Also, raise your hand for me out there if you had Al Horford returns to All-Star form in round two of the playoffs on your 2022 NBA playoffs bingo card. Yeah, I didn't have it either. In the last two games, Horford is averaging 25 points. Obviously, this series is tied up 2-2. Warriors-Grizzlies series is 3-1 now. And I have to say this, I have an extreme love, extreme hate for this series. I love the great players we're seeing. It almost feels like a small passing of the torch in a quiet roundabout way. Team of the past, maybe, in the Warriors. I guess I should say team of the past and possibly now in the Warriors. To the team of the future in Memphis. Now, yes, I understand. This is if Memphis stays together. I know, yada yada, players can leave. I'm just concerned with the roster they have right now. But in this series, you get shooting, athleticism, defense. It's really fun to watch. Now, what I hate about this series, if I have to hear that someone, quote unquote, broke the code one more goddamn time. Yes, the Brooks foul was bad. Yes, Peyton fell hard. He's out for a while. It's not pretty by any means. Pull grabbing Jaw's knee, though, seems a bit far-fetched. I know that in slow motion it looked bad, but in the moment, nope, didn't look bad at all. To be honest, anything in slow motion looks bad. Try filming yourself doing anything in slow motion. Try filming yourself running in slow motion. Your stomach's gonna be bouncing. I don't care how jacked you are. You're gonna have an unorthodox stance and awkward facials at times that you're not gonna see if you're just watching a regular film of you running. Anyway, Jaw was hurt. No Jaw in game four. They lose. And at this point, I don't see this series going more than six games. All right, let's move on. Heat 76ers. What the hell? This series is tied 2-2. As I record this, we have a game here shortly. Heat dominate Philly without having Embiid. Embiid comes back game three. Heat come out super, super flat, minus Butler, who had 33 points in that game. Game four, Butler balls out again, gets a little bit of help from Bam. Embiid plays well, but Harden, did you guys watch this? James Harden looked like vintage James Harden for the first time in 2 years. Again, did anyone have that on their bingo cards? I didn't either. I'm losing in bingo badly. So that series is tied 2-2. We have a game coming up here in just a few minutes. Phoenix, Dallas. This series is 2-2 again. As I record this, there's a game this evening. Listen, the Suns were up 2-0 and it didn't even look close. Even in the games where people thought, oh, Dallas is making a run at the end. No, it didn't feel close at all. I said Phoenix in five. I figured game three was an L for the Suns, so I didn't even think twice. Didn't think Jay Kidd was a good coach. But people are actually singing his praises now because, well, we're all prisoners of the moment. We get to game four. Dallas hit 23s. They shot 44. The great equalizer. Three-pointers. Bad foul calls on Chris Paul. I'd say probably three out of the six were either just ridiculous or in a regular game, you wouldn't see that happening. He's out the last 6 minutes of the game, Chris Paul, that is. Finney Smith and Bertans go off. Nobody saw this coming, not even Dallas fans. And if you say you did, you're a liar, Tom Fitton. Did I underestimate Dallas? Yeah, maybe I did. I just don't understand how a team like Phoenix loses two in a row in that fashion. Now, let's all take a breath. Okay, what are my predictions as it stands now? Am I flipping my winners? Hell no, I'm not. Still think Milwaukee, possibly in seven. Golden State, again, I said at the max six. The Heat, though, I'm actually losing optimism in this. If we see James Harden, prime James Harden, vintage James Harden, it's going to be really, really tough for the Heat. And if no one but Jimmy can score, that's terrifying for them as well. Phoenix. Sticking with Phoenix, especially after Dallas, after a Dallas fan, rather, put hands on Chris Paul's mother and family and threatened the Paul family. You want to talk about motivation to annihilate a team? There it is. Chris Paul, the best point guard in the last 20 years, no question about it. Now, I know the threes from Dallas are very scary, but I think Monty Williams, coach of the year, figures it all out. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to head over to the record shop. Like I had said earlier, we're going to discuss Cameron's Come Home With Me. It's its 20-year anniversary, and I can't believe it. Seems like just yesterday, if I'm going to be honest with you. After that, we will have another I Wonder. But before we get to the record shop, let's stop by and say what's up to my guy, Dre Rocca.
Will Wonder podcast listeners, Dre Rocca here. Not to talk about myself this time, I'm really here to tell you about The Road Home, which is a great foundation here in Salt Lake City that helps people find shelter. You know, homelessness doesn't have a race, it doesn't have a shape, it doesn't have anything except circumstances that we all can fall short on, right? I wanted to tell you to visit theroadhome.org. If you want to volunteer, maybe you want to get involved in the community, or even if you want to donate, make sure you visit theroadhome.org and get more information about this incredible foundation. And let's jump back into the show.
Welcome back to The Record Shop. Today we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of Cameron's Come Home With Me. So let's see, May 13th, 2002. I was 16 years old, just about to come to the end of my sophomore year in high school. There's a solid chance I was wearing an And One t-shirt, more than likely some And One shoes, probably some gym shorts. May, it's decent weather. As far as music goes, the top five songs on the Billboard Hot 100 were Foolish by Ashanti, What's Love by Fat Joe featuring Ashanti.
Put the fucking mic on. Mic is on. Joe cracked the con.
I Need a Girl Part 1 by P. Diddy featuring Usher and Loon. You Don't Have to Call by Usher. And rounding out the top five, Blurry by Puddle of Mud. So let's get caught up with Cameron at this time. He's coming off of his previous album, SDE, which was released September 2000. And to be honest, it was a bit of a letdown, even though it featured Destiny's Child on Do It Again. And also had one of my favorite Cameron songs, The Police sampled What Means the World to You. Even with those songs, it just didn't have the success after his debut album, Confessions of Fire, went gold. SDE failed to get a plaque. So for Cameron, signing to Rockefeller was a huge move for him at this point. How did this happen? Well, he was really good friends with Dame Dash, co-CEO of Rockefeller Records. Rockefeller at this point in 2002 was just coming off a gold release a year before in Beanie Siegel's sophomore album, The Reason. Obviously, Jay-Z was the flagship artist. His two times platinum, The Blueprint, had come out a little less than a year before on September 11th, 2001. Yes, that September 11th. Jay also had released the platinum album, The Best of Both Worlds, with R. Kelly. Which now we really can't play any of those songs. At the time, it had some real bangers, but we all know what R. Kelly's done. So that gets us to the release of Come Home With Me. Once again, May 13th, 2002. Oh Boy was released April 2nd of 02. Oh Boy was a Grammy-nominated hip-hop single by Cam, featured Joel Santana.
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby.
Oh Boy samples I'm Going Down by Rose Royce. it held down the number one spot for 5 weeks straight on the hot R&B and hip hop singles. And also on the Billboard Hot 100, it peaked at number four. Interestingly enough, the song is produced by Just Blaze. He originally had made the beat for Memphis Bleek, so Bleek missed out on that one. Like I said, this song features Juel Santana, and though Juel's was on Cam'ron's SDE album, Come Home With Me introduces Juel's to a much larger crowd on Oh Boy and a couple other of the songs we're going to get to here shortly. Like the second single, Hey Ma, again, featuring Juel Santana. Hey Ma, Hey Ma samples the Commodores song Easy. After Hey Ma, Cam released one more single in Daydreaming featuring Tiffany Carlin. Daydreaming samples the Aretha Franklin track of the same name, Daydreaming. Come Home With Me isn't Cam's best album in my opinion. I'm actually more of a Purple Haze guy. But this album did have a number of really good songs, including the title track, Come Home With Me, where Cam paints a picture of his time in Harlem in the early 90s. Come on home with me, early 90s, it wasn't pearly and shiny, I was certainly grimy. Welcome to New York City, featuring Just Blaze and Jay-Z, also produced by Just Blaze. This song was also the theme song for the November 2005 popular crime video game True Crime New York City. Birthplace of Michael Jordan, home of Biggie Smalls, Rockefeller headquarters. I Just Wanna featuring Juel Santana. Yo, killer, yo, hey yo, I just wanna come through, ice in the crown. I just want the coke price to go down. I just wanna get a... Which, if your ear caught that, samples a sped up version of D'Angelo's How Does It Feel? The track Dead or Alive with Jim Jones. The posse cut The Rock, standing for Rockefeller Records, Just Fire, with Memphis Bleek and Beanie Siegel, produced by Just Blaze. Here is something you can't understand. How I could just kill a man for killer cam. Me and my rock killer fan. That one has some fun samples. The Streets Is Talking by Jay-Z and Beanie Siegel. It also samples How I Could Just Kill a Man by Cypress Hill. And also 1972's Warlock by the Reg Tisley Orchestra. And I'd be lying if this album didn't have me and my friends saying boy boy to each other for a very short period of time. The importance of this album and Cam'ron joining Rockefeller Records is pretty big in the grand scheme of hip-hop and what we would get from Rockefeller going forward. After this album, in the next 2 years, we would get a Diplomats album, Diplomatic Immunity, which went gold. Juel Santana's debut album, From Me to You. Jim Jones would get his own independent deal with Koch Records releasing On My Way to Church, which I always felt was super slept on, had certified gangsters on it. You know I keep my eyes wide, east side high-rises. Rockefeller would also put out Jay-Z's 3x platinum Blueprint 2, The Gift and the Curse. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side. Freeway's debut album, Philadelphia Freeway. Another Jay-Z album in the Black Album, which was supposed to be his last, which went 3x platinum. Memphis Bleek's Made album. Kanye West's debut album, which went 4 times platinum, The College Dropout. We got the Young Guns debut album called Tough Love. Another best of both worlds, Jay-Z and R. Kelly album. It was called Unfinished Business. That album somehow went platinum off the strength of, I'm assuming, Jay-Z. It was really bad compared to the first Best of Both Worlds album and was marred in a whole lot of controversy. I know, weird, R. Kelly in controversy. Yeah, we're just going to move on. Also, a Jay-Z Linkin Park Collision Course album, which was essentially just a mashup of Linkin Park and Jay-Z songs. That actually went 2 times platinum. And then we get Cameron's follow-up to Come Home With Me, which was Purple Haze. This had gone gold. Again, all of those in a span of 2 years. That's a lot of plaques. That's a lot of good albums. Some really great albums. And it really solidified Rockefeller as the top label in hip-hop. But shortly after that, we would get the breakup of Rockefeller Records. Different artists would go different ways. But in that 2002 timeline, I'm telling you, like if you weren't there, you just had to be there. I would have bet that Cameron's album, Come Home With Me, would have sold more if it wasn't for an album that would have came out just 2 weeks later, which we will cover in the next episode of The Record Shop. For a hint, here's the first single off that album. The single actually came out May 14th, 2002. Thank you guys for coming in, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Cameron's Come Home With Me, and we will see you next time here at The Record Shop. I hope you all enjoyed that. That was a lot of fun to put together. Took me back to that era of when Cam's Come Home With Me album came out. Now, my plan was to go straight into I Wonder, but I felt like I was kind of robbing you all of some listening time, right? I know there's a lot of you that really enjoy listening to this every week, and I didn't want to leave you with like a 25-minute episode. So in the past, when I've had guests on, I've played a little game similar to Hurdle. I'm not sure if anyone out there is familiar with Hurdle, but essentially you play a second of a song. They try to guess what song it is. You go up to 5 or 6 seconds. So I wanted to play two of those in a row for you. So Beans and Rice were nice enough to play this game with me after we did their interview weeks ago, and also Damar Jones. So I'm going to play those back to back, and then we will get into I Wonder. Here we go.
Many new songs. I know some Doja Cats that they played.
Okay, so. All right. I have my friends from the Beans and Rice podcast again. We're going to play a little game similar to Hurdle. For those who don't know what Hurdle is, you hear it's a ripoff of Wordle in music form. So you hear 1 second of the song. If you guys can guess it, great. I don't really have any fucking prizes. I gave you guys a shirt. I don't know. But this is just a game.
Somebody gets more a drink.
Yeah. Yeah, Alice, you drink all the drinks. Come on, Alice. He said one of them was for us, too.
Let's see. Okay, so it's going to come. I can actually just give you.
Oh, it's going to come, you know? Hey, come on, Will.
Finish her.
He said he doesn't have, you know, he says he doesn't have a surprise, and now he says it's going to come.
Wouldn't that be finish yourself?
I guess it depends on who's handling the business. Okay.
Sub Zero over here, huh?
All right. Okay, let me get this ready. Actually, I'm going to turn it down so I don't fuck it up. Okay, so 1 second. Here you go.
I'm going to guess it's from the 80s, given the little tune, like that little synth.
Okay, it is from the 80s. Late 80s.
God, that's not good enough for me.
That's hard.
Dude, I need like 2 or 3 seconds.
Okay, here we go. So I'm going to, I'll go 3 seconds this time.
Okay.
Sorry, that was three.
The same note longer. Yeah.
Somebody hitting the triangle, huh?
Okay, I'll go 5 seconds on this one.
What's the max?
I wanted to end it at
the
6.
The whole song.
Yeah. Do you guys know this song? Yeah. Do you even know this song?
My bad. Okay, 5 seconds. Here you go.
What is it?
I'd be like,
it's a sad song, isn't
it's
it?
It's LL Cool J.
Yep. I need love. Very good.
Oh, you fucking wannabe hip hop heads?
It's because we don't need love. Come on, guys.
I'm a Jay-Z fan. You know what I mean? Fuck LL Cool J.
Okay, here we go. Now, okay, I'm going to turn it back down so we don't hear it.
That from the 80s?
Yep.
Dang.
Okay. 1 second. Here we go.
It's a mass appeal.
Thank you. God, I was going to say.
That was quick.
There we go. Okay. She said. Right, next one coming up, right? Oh, I got to turn it down. See, this is new to me. This is my first time playing this, so okay. You guys are...
If you don't tell us, we don't know what's going on because we can't see the phone. You know what I mean?
You're right.
As far as we know, you're a pro.
Yeah. Fake it till you make it, you know?
Here we go.
Mr. Dabalina.
Nope, that is incorrect.
Is this Busta Baby? No. It's because they've sampled this beat so many times.
I can only hear the sample.
Okay, Method Man, Mary J. Blige, you're all I need. Okay, we're going to lose a point there for you guys. That's fine.
But did you guys hear there was little voices at the beginning, right? That's why I said Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Because like, you know I'm drunk.
You don't have to explain yourself. I get it. Here we go.
You only drink water.
Speaking of water.
TLC.
The Light, Common.
Yep. Good. Like Water for Chocolate.
Like Water for Chocolate, one of the best albums ever, huh?
There you go. All right. Let me get to a different.
Ghetto Heaven Part 2.
Dude, I can't find that anywhere.
I have the CD that has Ghetto Heaven Part 2.
Yeah.
I got you. They don't have it on the streaming one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That beat is so hard.
This is, I'm just going to tell you right off the jump, this isn't hip hop. Heavily influenced hip hop, though.
Bon Jovi.
Nope.
No.
Okay, I'm going to play a couple more seconds.
It's a reggae, but I don't know reggae.
Is it Bad Boy?
No, it's like a Jimi Hendrix or something.
It's Bob Marley and the Wailers, Exodus.
Oh.
Yeah, damn. And you know about Exodus. Come on, Alice.
There you go. Okay, very classic. Well, I don't want to give you a hint. I'm just going to play it.
That's D'Angelo Devil Spy with Method Man.
Perfect. Next one. I'm gonna turn it down, get it ready.
What you would do for love, right?
Mm-hmm. God, you're killing it right now. Let's see. Let's get into it.
Are you keeping track of these points?
You guys are at 35 right now.
Okay. Oh, you're programming into the phone. Okay. It sounded like you were just doing it off the top of your head.
Absolutely not. I'm professional. What the fuck?
Oh, you piece of shit. Hey, welcomes us into his
You
home.
Come to...
Yeah. Hey, he lost
come to
care.
My home. Day of his daughter's wedding. Yeah, come on,
exactly.
Dude.
No.
Sounds like Lizzo.
Yep, you got it. Work through it.
Brand new, John?
No. John Lennon.
Oh.
That was DJ Clue.
About the people, right?
Imagine.
There you go. People.
All right. We're going to do two more. I want to get something.
So I say tumor in Spanish. Tumor.
Tumor. Let's see. I'm going to go here and. Okay.
I have been of no help.
Hey, you're using your powers through me, host. I am your vessel, okay? I'm your puppet.
Okay.
You are my marionette.
That's right.
Here we go.
Is it because he's a woman?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
Perfect.
Getting from the block.
There you go. There you fucking go. All right. Now we're getting going. This one, classic. Classic, and spawned the beef, a major beef.
It's going to be, fuck your bitch. New York.
New York.
Yep.
I got 100 guns, 100 clips.
And he's from Utah.
So all these that's rappers are saying that. Come like, on, let's mellow down.
Fat Joe Ja Rule and Jada.
There you go. Okay, here we go.
Nicki Minaj.
I'm looking at Javi for a very specific reason.
It must be, who do you say, Fabulous?
Brooklyn.
what the hell's the name of this song?
Youngin.
Youngin.
There you go.
He gave you the answer. God, Javi. Now we lost a point.
Give him back your shirt.
I'm keeping yours.
All right. Last one. I'm just going to hit something random here and hope we get something dope.
Some Simon we may Garfunkel, not. You know?
Okay. Here we go. Whoops. Oh, fuck.
Oh, we need more than that, huh?
Okay, here we go. Dun.
Metallica. No.
Nope. I'm fucking you guys up with this. I didn't even...
Madonna. Yeah.
There you go.
Let's go.
Like a prayer.
Woman power, Alice. Let's all right. go.
I think Alice won. I'm going to say it. So next time... actually, your prize...
Your Vizzy.
She really
you can
wins.
Have the rest
six
of the
pack
box.
Of Izzy. Congratulations. Thank you guys for playing.
Yeah, thank you.
That was fun. I'm going to throw this in at some point on a random podcast, but okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Beans and Rice, YouTube, Spotify, all over the world.
Shout out Will Wonder.
Apple Music. Right?
Hey, come on. You know? Relax a little bit, dude. We like androids over here, huh?
But we're still
Android
on Apple Music.
Game.
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm here with my guy, Damar. Oh, man. We're going to play a few rounds of Will Wonder Hurdle.
Oh,
and I don't
God.
Want anybody from Hurdle coming at me for this. So for those who don't know, I guess I can explain it to Damar as well. You're getting, at first, you're getting 1 second of the song. It's the very beginning.
Man.
If you can guess it in that 1 second, great. You need another 2 seconds. Do you need another second? Perfect. Goes to 2, 3, 4, 5. If you don't get it in 5 seconds,
yeah.
You take the L.
Pretty much.
I'm going to just mark down when you get these.
All right.
And then this is just going to be kind of a test to make sure that everything here is working correctly.
Gotcha.
And one thing of note, so you're starting your podcast, you can play 5 seconds of a song and not have to pay anything. Just so you know.
Wow.
So if you're, you know, you're like, oh, I want to play a song and start this in 5 seconds of a popular song,
yeah.
You're straight. Anything more than that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Demonetizes, yeah.
Yes.
You're in trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
So this won't count, but I'm just going to make sure that this is playing. Let's see. Okay. So it's playing. Okay. So that wasn't one.
That's not one, but it makes me nervous. Like,
we're just going to go all over the place.
It's horrible right now. Yeah.
So let me get this queued up. Okay.
Oh, man.
I've got the volume ready. And 3, 2, 1.
Usher, you don't have to call.
Fire. Okay. There's one. I gave you an easy one there.
That was good. Thank you for easing me in on yeah. that one. Yeah.
This one may be kind of easy too. Let's see. Let me get the volume up. 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Michael Jackson.
Yep.
Rock My World.
God, get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get you a tougher one.
Come on, man. At least at the end of the day, I can't get off of there and be like, dude, he ain't getting none of them.
Yeah, exactly. You got two.
I'm good, bro.
You got two. You're
good now. The pressure's gone. Yeah.
Straight. Okay, let's see. Here's this one. 3, 2, 1.
Boys and girls want to hear a true story mm-hmm. Saturday night. Oh, so it's the City High.
Yep.
What would you do?
Okay. You know what? We're going to do something a little more difficult. Here.
Yeah.
This is way too easy for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Get this one up.
Oh, Oh my God.
I gave that 2 seconds. God damn it. I didn't have a quick enough finger. You know what that is, though.
Oh my God. It's the.
The title's tough, but you know the artist.
Yeah, Snoop.
Yeah, for sure. From the church to the church to the palace.
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Hold on.
Snoop. But
my God. Let me go. Let me. Okay, we're going to go something totally off the wall here.
Come on now.
Totally off the wall. And that, I don't know. You know what I mean? This is one of my son's favorite songs right now. It makes no sense. I'll give you a hint from the 80s, late 80s.
Come on now. Dang it.
1 second.
Never going to give you up. Never
it's close. Let you down. It's close, but that's not it.
Damn.
It's very close. I'm going to give you another 2 seconds.
Give me 2 seconds, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to start it over. Go 4 seconds.
Come on. Nope.
Okay, I just wanted to stump you.
No.
That is Tarzan Boy by Baltimora.
Yeah.
Okay, it's very one-hit wonder-ish.
Never in life got that one. Yeah. That would have blew your mind if I'd have got that.
I would have gave up. I would have said, fuck it, we're done. That's on the Ninja Turtles 3 soundtrack.
Yeah, just that's the case. One nobody cared about. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. The back in time.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, nobody cared about that one. Ninja rap, we'd have been in there. Yeah.
Okay, next one. Here we go. This is a little bit older. 3, 2, 1. It's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I need a little bit more of that one.
Okay, I'm going to give you 4 seconds of that.
Come on. Oh, that got me. I can't. I don't know.
I'm just going to play it.
Just play it. Yeah, I don't.
This is the OJs. Give the people what they want.
My God, yeah.
If you would have heard that, you would have got it.
Yep.
But the beginning,
yeah, bass came in, it'd be like, okay.
Okay, let's see. Let's go here. Okay, I'm going to give you another softball, okay?
Okay.
Another softball just to get you back into it.
Yeah, get back in the game.
Should be super. There we go. Super easy. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Big Kevin.
Yep, there you go.
Jay-Z.
Okay, all right, let's see. Okay, let me get this ready. Okay, 3, 2, 1. It's very tough. Sounds like a farm.
So ludicrous.
No, but no. That's a great guess.
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go. I'll give you 4 seconds
give
total.
Me some more. Bro, I don't know.
Okay, you're gonna be upset with yourself, but I'm gonna let it play.
Oh my God.
Yep, see the hits. Everyday people.
Yeah. Oh my God. I never heard the chickens in the beginning.
The radio, they never played it.
They
never
played it on the radio.
They never did that. Okay, let's see. Let me go into a different, little bit different. We'll go into your bag. Okay, we'll go into some R&B.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Let me get it. Let me get it here. Okay. Oh, no, this one. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh yeah, Music Soul Child.
You're too good at this, okay?
That's my joy.
Right? I'm really gonna test you.
Cool. Oh,
okay.
Man.
Give me one moment here. Let me find this. I thought I had it queued up. Okay, here it is. Let's see. We're almost there. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
So amazing, bro. Come on, man. God. That's still doing good streaming right now, bro.
Yeah, it should.
Going crazy right now. Like, that's really nuts.
It should.
It's still streaming. Like, it's getting enough hits where they haven't took it off yet. That's wild.
Okay. You know what? Let's take it back to the 80s.
Oh, man.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. God damn it. That was 2 seconds. The 1 second may have been difficult.
Cameo just like candy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I mean, you're batting
music. Yeah, bro,
you're batting a ridiculous percentage right now.
I love it. I love it.
I just want to let you know that. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
So many people sampled it.
They do. It is ridiculous. Like I couldn't even tell you the number of times it's been sampled.
You blow my mind, baby. This is Charlie Wilson in mm-hmm. Excited uh-huh. Girl, you're not Gabby Bear.
Hold on.
Hey, boy.
Oh, my God.
Mary Jane Girls all night long.
Girl all night long. Sheesh. Man. Dang. Yeah, okay. So many people sampled.
I'm going to play this next one, and then I'm going to give a little story.
They sampled that off the Gap Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this one, and I'll give you a little story to it. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I need a little bit more of that.
Okay. Here we go. I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. She was one of the first Lake. Yes,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
yes,
Paula.
One of my childhood crushes that my wife gives me shit for to this day.
No, forever, yeah. Bro. Have you watched the new series on HBO Max?
Absolutely. She just showed up in the last episode.
So good.
Yeah.
So
God, good. Winning Time is one of the best things that's ever been made.
Yes,
I swear.
Yes.
I never knew a lot of that stuff.
I know a lot of his fiction. Some of his fiction.
Yeah. Some of it.
Like,
whoa. Wow.
I wonder if Jerry Rice really was like that.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
For real?
Yeah.
All right. We're staying in the 80s again. We got a few more, and then we'll finish up. 3, 2, 1. I mean, a lot of them start like that. That's kind of tough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, give some more.
Okay. 4 seconds here. 3, 2, 1.
Prince.
Oof, it feels like it.
Oh, Sheila.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheila. Let me love you till the morning comes.
Ready for the world.
Yep, ready for the world.
Okay, I'll give you a half point on that one.
Yeah. Oh, Sheila.
Okay, we're going to do one more in the 80s, and then we're just going to go way out of bounds. Okay.
Right.
3, 2, 1. Damn it. I'd let that go 2 seconds, too. Son of a bitch. You know it.
I do. I just, oh my God. I
don't, okay, yeah, we'll go, we'll go 4 seconds.
Yeah. Moore's Day? At the time?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. Jungle Love.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now we're just really going to, it's going to be, it's a totally different genre at this point.
Yeah.
And this is for extra credit.
Come
you've
on.
You've already got an A.
Come on.
Okay. So you don't necessarily have to get it, but at the same
time. I want this one bad. Okay, here we go.
Okay. I'm gonna turn it down, get it queued up. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Isn't a lot of layup lines, a lot of football games pregame. Friday Night Lights.
It's on everything.
Or not Friday Night Lights. Varsity God. Blues Varsity tweeter Blues, hears
bro.
It.
Yeah, bro. God dang, dude.
Okay, hold on. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know it.
You would know it. Yeah. I just don't know the
Thunderstruck AC/DC.
Oh my God, dude.
Okay,
I had AC/DC. I just didn't know the name of the song, and it pretty much would have just the whole thing.
All right,
dang, bro, okay, that's the good one.
Let me get one more. Let's see here. I want to get a real tough one, but one that's still known at the same time. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Here we are now, entertainers.
Yeah. Group starts with
Kurt Cobain's in that band.
Yep.
Way. Yeah. Oh my
starts
God.
With an N.
Nirvana.
Yep. Yeah. I'll give you extra credit if you can remember the name of the song, or if you know the name of the song. Smells like something.
Tea Spirit.
Yeah.
Baby.
There you go. Hell yeah. All right, Damar. Yeah, thank you very much, man.
You,
this was fun.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. Yeah. You have a good evening.
Yo, thank you, bro. And your dreams come true. And I wonder if you know
I Wonder for episode 73. So as I had said in the intro, my wife, my son, and I had went and seen an animated film in the theater for his, you know, first time going to the movie theater. The movie was called The Bad Guys. Not too bad. I'd check it out, you know, if you have kids, something to watch for sure. So I started to wonder what the first animated film was. Now, I would have originally thought it was something from Disney, possibly. I remember the first animated film I saw in the theater, Land Before Time, but obviously that wasn't the first animated film because I'm not 100 years old. So this is on rd.com, and this is credits the Guinness Book of World Records. Even if you know a lot of Disney trivia, you might assume that the honor of the first animated film belongs to Walt Disney's 1937 movie Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. But 20 years earlier, a full-length animated feature film was made in Argentina. It was a political satire called El Apostle, made up of 58,000 drawings and had a running time of 70 minutes. Again, this is according to the Guinness Book of World Records. I can't imagine making an animated film that long ago, having to use 58,000 drawings. Like, what a task. I thought putting together the record shop segment was hard and took a long time, but god damn, 58,000 drawings. So there you go. If you're ever on Jeopardy, or you know, maybe you're playing trivia with your friends, your family, and they say, what was the very first animated film? Boom, El Apostle from 1917. Thank you guys for listening this week. Again, sorry for the short episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next week. I have a special guest coming next week. I'm not going to spill the beans quite yet, though, but we're going to have some fun. Until then, make sure you follow me on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder, and we will see y'all next week. Peace.
Please subscribe, write, and review. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Peace out.